Morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. So it's just 1 second. Okay. Fine. So we're in Perek Gimel. We started learning the Sugya of Bishvili Nivra Olam. Yesterday we focused. Sorry, I took off a bit of time just to deal with that piece in Maseilas Yesharim. A lot of work just in those two lines of Maseilas Yesharim, lo sugya pashut. Well, more importantly, though, is yesterday we started, and I want to run through this again quickly. We started asking, what's the purpose of the Bria? Why did Hashem create the world? Obviously, we're not asking premise ratios. Why Hashem created the world is because. That's the only intelligent answer you can give. You see that Hashem created the world, so we know that He wanted to. Why? We don't know. But now that He's created it, so we can't say why, but we can learn Torah and the Ari HaKadosh and the Ramchal. The Mestom is based on Chazals. The Ramchal didn't make up his own Torah, neither did the Ari. Mestom is based on Chazals. Why Hashem created the world is because it's the way of good to give. Derech HaTov LaHeitiv. Hashem is the ultimate essence of good. He wants to give. And He wants that mid of chesed to be megala, so He has to create somebody that can receive. And the good that He wants to give, the best that He can bestow upon these creatures that He created, that He wants to do good for, is Himself. It's for us to be like Him and to have a keshur with Him. So He created us betzelem kidmoseinu. We'll see that is a very important ramification here. Very important ramification. We won't deal with it today, but Mitzvah Hashem, we will look at it. It's a whole discussion on its own, but it's very relevant. Yeah, we'll see when we get there. So, Akash Baruch created us similar to Him, because if you're not similar to Him, you can't get close to Him. You can't be different to Hashem and be close to Him. It's not a question. You could be sitting on His lap and be very far away from Him if you're not like Him. Hashem's not somebody that's far away from us because He's in the heaven and we're on earth and there's a 50-kilometer gap. That's not the problem. The problem is you have to be like Him. The more you become like Him, the more you close you become to Him. The more you resonate with Him. Let's use that word. Five. Okay. So the we'll be holding at the moment is that Hashem created the world in order to bestow good on us. The ultimate good is Lanes Mizishkinosoi. The signing of Hashem Lanes Mizishkinosoi. I'm not getting to that now. And let's try and understand what this dveikus is, and let's see some of the problems and how we solve some of those problems. Hashem solved some of those problems. I'm in the middle of Nun Gimel. Ma'al mashmaisa shalaisa dveikus. What is the mashmais? What's the implication? What's the understanding of this dveikus? Dveikus betola goma haine li yais mamish kamoihu doimelo ad kamashevsho. Dveikus, whenever we say dveikus, I've been saying whatever that means. What do you mean? Dveikus is from Rosh Devek. To stick together to become one, yeah, but that can't be the issue, that can't be the subject. Dveikus, when it talks about Hashem, is to be like Him. As much as is possible. Obviously, there's going to be that's another whole discussion on its own. Sorry, just 1 second, messed up. Yeah, set up. I was mechubed with muting. Okay, that's a dubious honor. Okay, so you have to be like Him. Kamashevsho. Obviously, we will see how the fact that we can never be exactly like Him, how that's going to interfere. L'chein baruch kosh baruch hazadim b'tzal mekudmuse, k'day sh'yei chileis doim eleboire. Hashem created us b'tzelem u'b'dmus, whatever that means, in order that we can be like Him. And to the extent that we add more and more demus, the more we become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach yidabek b'boire yoyse, v'kach yizke yoyse l'toiv agomo. It's all one thing. The more you become like Hashem, the more you cleave to Hashem, the more you're getting the good, mameila. That's l'anuz miziv shchonoso, because you're becoming more and more like Him, you're becoming more one with Him. Okay. And then the question we asked, we saw that yesterday, the question is Ketzad. How does that work? According to our limited understanding, we know that Kosh Boch is. This is a given. If you don't know this, then you're missing a fundamental. Hashem is toiv betachlis. It's not that he does good. Hashem is good. He's the ultimate definition. He's the benchmark of what good is. His essence is that. And we know that he influences and benefits b'toiv kol ha'olam kulo. K'noisen, Hashem is the ultimate giver. We're now stepping into a big subject. Kedai, if you want to really work this through and get this clear and become more and more practical with this, not just nice philosophical discussion we're having here, but you actually want to do this, it's more essential. I can't tell you how essential it is. You're gonna shout at me now, no, because I've said it so many times. You have to take out Rav Dessler in the Michtav Meliyahu. If you can't do the Hebrew, then do the English Strafe for Truth, Volume 1. And there he has an essay called Kuntras HaChesed, Giving and Taking. A discourse on loving kindness, it's called there in the English, giving and taking. And you have to learn that properly. That's the entire fulcrum of the universe, the entire Bria, everything, the whole. There's nothing that doesn't revolve around that essay from Rav Dessler. There's a ma'od, ma'od, ma'od base. I mean, the poshut aleph base. It's like trying to read without having learned aleph base. It's learning betochen, you haven't learned aleph base. Not shaykh, bichlal not shaykh. Rav Wasserman Zatzal said, he told Rav Olowick that Rav Simcha told me himself that this is something you have to do. This is something you should do for the rest of your life. You have to learn that Rav Dessler for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean you read once and finished. He was telling me you have to learn that for the rest of your life. But he told Rav Olowick. Rav Olowick told me that Rav Simcha, who was his Rebbe, told him that it's not shaykh to be a human being without that Rav Dessler. Never mind a good Jew. It's not shaykh to even be a bad guy without that Rav Dessler. You're not human without that. So if that's not enough of a sell, then I don't know. But it's kadatu. Just even, I would say once a month. That would be even asking a bit much. 10 minutes a day. But at least you go through it once. You can read through it very quickly. It shouldn't take you more than 15 minutes in English just to read through it. At least know that there's such a subject out there. Anyway, but Hashem's the ultimate giver. By the way, the Toma Devora, the Sefer, the Toma Devora, which is something that's learned today, that's something that people learn, the wonderful English translation of it as well. In the Toma Devora, the palm tree of Devora, written by the Ramak of Moshe Kodavira. It's about the only piece from a Kodavira that we can understand. The rest of his Torah was very esoteric, very Kabbalistic, pre-Arizal Kabbalah, which is impossible for us to understand. Kabbalah of the Rishonim, but in the Toma Devora, which is published separately, he goes through, it's a Musa Sefer, it's based on Kabbalah, as most Musa Sefarim are, but he goes through there explaining the 13 Gimel, the 13 Midas of Rachamim of Hashem, according to Micha, the ones we say, Mikel Kamoicha, and he shows that each one of those is a Musa exercise that a person can work in, and it's also based Kulu on being Medame LaHashem. Each one is one of the 13 pieces of the Midas of Rachamim that makes up the whole. The Gematria of Echad is 13. That's always the case. The Gematria of Ava is also 13. So that's those things go together. To become one with Hashem requires Ahava. And 13 meters of Rachamim, he goes through each one and he explains that each one is something that we can be Madame to Hashem. The first one blows you out before you even start. I mean, you know, they're going up and up and up. The first one is just like impossible. But it's Magadai to see what's expected of us. In Kelm, in the famous Musa Yeshiva of Kelm, by the Alt of Kelm, they never learned Musa on Shabbos. It was a Musa Yeshiva, but they never learned Musa on Shabbos because Musa can make you a bit sad before it makes you besimcha. When you start learning Musa, it can make you a bit sad. Shabbos, you can't be sad. So on Shabbos, instead of other Musa Sfarim, they used to learn Toma Devora. Because Toma Devora shows you Gadlus Sa'adam. It shows you what's expected. We're very far away from that. I'm telling you, the first one just throws you off balance right away. The second part of the Toma Devora, I'm not suggesting. I'm talking about the first part. It's in two parts. The first part goes through the Yud Gimel Midas and shows you how you have to imitate those Yud Gimel Midas. If you do that, then you Dovak Bashem without any questions. You become Mamash like him in his essence, in the Yud Gimel Ikorim, whatever that means. Okay, Beseder. That's just a bit of background to what we're dealing with here. It's a big subject, and you can make a whole, we can close the safe now, and we can just learn this paragraph for the rest of our lives. You have to become Doim El Hashem, yeah? Okay, fine. So Hashem is a Noisen, and he's the only Noisen Mukhlat. Hashem's the only person, not person, Hashem's the only thing, whatever, I don't know what the word is. He's the only thing in the world that gives totally. He doesn't take anything from anybody. He can't take anything. It's not shaykh for him to take anything. Everybody needs him, and he doesn't need anybody. Get this into your head, because we're about to say the exact opposite now. He doesn't need anything. He's not lacking anything. He can't take anything. He's kulu giving. There's nothing else in the world like that. No matter how much of a giver you become, Rav Shimon Shkop points out, there'll always be an aspect of you that needs to take. You can't be a complete giver. You're not built that way. So now that we've said that, and you can't argue with that, we're going to say something which should shock you. But one second. Hashem wants us to be like him, but tzelem udmus. We haven't defined what that means yet. I'm not even going to translate it. But tzelem ubedmus. He wants us to be like him. Hashem gave us the ability also to be a giver. To be a giver. Od pam. It'll never be mukhlat, but don't let that worry you. As lamihu yiten, Hashem is barach. Who are you going to give to? To Hashem. We'll see. You can give to other things as well. There's a whole bunch of people that you're giving to. But the ikka giving that a person was put in this world to do is to give to Hashem. You just said that Hashem can't take, he doesn't need anything, who loch say anything, so how can I give to Hashem? The law move on. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what he's saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyochol oses atzmoy kemekabel. Just the other word. Don't get excited. Don't slam the book closed and say apikairis and run out the room. We'll see. Give him a chance. This is Ramchal's and Arizal's. Let's slowly see what's going on here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyochol oses atzmoy kemekabel ki'ilu Who tzarich es ha'adam sheyiten lo esayom lasoysim v'shmiras ha'toyr v'mitzvahs. Hashem makes himself into such a way, ki'ilu, as if, kviyochol, that he needs us, and we can give him. What can we give him? Hayom lasoysim. We can give him ha'shmiras, toyrus, and mitzvahs. Im tzadatka ma yiten lo. It's a poshut mefurush. If you're a big tzaddik, that means you're doing all the mitzvahs. Ma yiten lo. What are you giving him? That's not a question, that's an answer. If you're the biggest tzaddik in doing these mitzvahs, you're not giving Hashem anything. So what does he mean? I'm giving Hashem mashmiras and Torah's mitzvahs? What does Hashem give us back for that? He gives us the schar. It's a schar by toiv anitzvahs. Hashem wants to give us. So you do the mitzvahs, and then I give you the reward. Why is that called giving to Hashem? Don't do the ship. Hashem wants to give. So he says, okay, fine, do the mitzvahs and I'll give you because I want to give, so I'm going to give. Why do I have to give him first for him to give to me? Lo muvan ma kore po. I don't need this. I don't need this outrageous, seemingly heretical idea in order to get Hashem to give me what he wants to give me. You want to be nice to your next door neighbor. So you go give him a cake. You go Erev Shabbos, you bake him a nice chocolate cake, you go give him a nice cake, yeah? No. First he has to give to me, and then I give him back. Right? Doesn't make sense. Good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a giver, because if we're not a giver, then we're not like him. If Hashem's just giving and giving to us, and we're just taking, then we'll never be like him. You can't get further away from Hashem than taking. If you want to get very far away from Hashem, as far as you can, then just be a taker, because then you have nothing in common with Hashem anymore, because he doesn't have one molecule of taking in him. So if you're kulu taker, then you're that's as far away from Hashem you can get. If giving is as close you can get to Hashem, then taking is as far away you can get. So for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create us as givers in order for us to receive. Yeah, because if you're not a giver, then you won't be like him. Then this whole marechet falls apart, because you'll never be able to get close to him and get the ultimate good. Fine. So there are plenty of people in the world that I can give to. I can become a big askin and a big bal chesed and just under the dalet amos of my roof at home. Lo chaseh chesed, lo chaseh giving. Why does it have to be to Hashem? I can be a big giver. And for that giving, I get a reward. Why does it have to be to Hashem? So let's see. So that's the Ma'arechet that's been set up here. Hashem created the world to give. So he creates creatures that are lacking, that he could be able to give to, the ultimate giving, the reward in Olam Haba. And in this world, you'll give to Hashem your Torah, the mitzvahs, and then reward for that, Hashem will give you the ultimate good, and you'll be like him because you're a giver, because you're giving to Hashem, and therefore you like him, so now you can cleave to him. Those are the words, lo muvan, what's being said here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yochol. We know that Hashem is kol yochol. Hashem can do anything. I don't agree. By the way, I'm going to say heresy here. Hashem's not kol yochol. Hashem can't do whatever he wants. He can't. Hashem can't take the Torah away and give it to somebody else. Lo yochol. Lo yochol. He bound himself that he can't. Because he can't. So what do you mean Hashem's kol yochol? Hashem can take the Torah away from the Yidden and give it to the Tibetan? No. Lo yochol. He said he wouldn't. Hashem's going to decide, no, okay, that's Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach's not going to come, Chalila. No, he said it would. Yes, he's bound by that. Problem, no? Okay, the answer's poshut. Anyway, ulechein, hayoychil yeh gam makabel. Since Hashem's kol yochol, he can also make himself ke'ilu into a makabel. Ke'ilu hu mugbal, ke'ilu hu nitztach leboirov. A lot of ke'ilus here, which seems to make it into some kind of a very wishy-washy kind of a game. Hashem really can't take. For sure not. If he would take, he wouldn't be Hashem. But ke'ilu he takes. Oh, lovely. That's nice. And Hashem's playing games. At the root of the universe, at the most deepest understanding of why Hashem created the world, he's playing games. Ke'ilu he's taking. Oh, my mind. What does that mean? There's it all.
We can't hear you, Rabbi.
Now you can. Sorry, when my phone fell, I touched by mistake the mute button. I didn't notice. I'm sorry. Okay. All I said was they can put a man on the moon, but I can't get my phone to stand still. That's a bit of a problem. So Agoyim Shimshon David Pinkas Zatzal Hayirogel Batei Dover Zeb Moshal Abor. Reb Shimshon with a smile on his face used to give this marshal to explain this yisod. Oig Melech HaBoshon was powerful, was strong, could do whatever he wanted, yeah, but he couldn't put himself into a matchbox. No, he couldn't. What do you mean? He could do whatever he wants. You know how big he is, you know how powerful he is, you know how strong he is. He can throw the sun halfway around the universe if he wants, yeah, but he can't put himself in a matchbox. Lo yochol. He can throw Mount Everest, you know, over the moon, and he can smash rocks and whatever, you know, with his teeth. Aval, to put himself into a box of matches that he can't do. Lavdi lavdi dollars. Hashem is baruch hayechoychol haye litzu marechet kazu shebo hu nitzarech kaviyochol. Hashem can create a marechet, a system, in which he kaviyochol needs the krutze choyma. You and me, he needs us. Marechet shebo hu nasa makabel, zuhu ha'utzma t'muna b'kol yocholte. Lurking in the concept of kol yochol is that Hashem can create a marechet. In essence, this doesn't change Hashem one drop. Let's just get this clear. However, that is impossible for us to understand. Hashem before the Bria and after the Bria, in him, nothing changed bichlal. But Hashem created a world. He was magal himself into a world. And in the world of Giloy, where he's Megale himself, he set up a Marechet in which Ke'ilu, he needs us. Now that's very hard to grasp. Nothing's changed by Hashem, but now he needs me. Before he created the world, he didn't need me. Now he needs me, but nothing changed. I don't want to go into it now. Just accept the fact that Hashem can create. We'll see. This gets much easier to live with. It's going to get explained properly. You just have to go through it step by step. And as you're going through it, It's you're boiling inside from learning apikosis, yeah, chas v'chalila. Hashem can create a marechet, a system, in which he's a taker. We'll see he's not taking anything. We'll see the answer to all these problems is that really he's taking is actually a giving. We'll see. Just if you want to calm down a little bit, if you're really smoking out of your ears now, just to calm you down, I'll give you a hint of what's coming. We'll see that there's no taking going on yet from him, bichlal. But it looks as if he's taking. He set up a system in which, in the system, he's taking. But we'll see that it's not. Okay. Aliba de emes. Kabbalosa shel Hashem nesinahi. Hashem's taking is actually a giving. Those of you who've learned Rav Dessler will understand what that is. Shrei tachliso hi kedei sheyechel tetu la'itiv. Why is Hashem taking? Because he needs your mitzvahs? No. He's taking because that's the only way that he can give you the ultimate good. So therefore, he takes, but his taking is not a taking, it's a giving, because he's only taking in order to give. Therefore, your taking is not a taking. That's clear? You have to have this. If this piece is not clear, then you're missing the whole, you won't understand anything. I'll give you a moshel for it now, my famous moshel. Nimtzim kain shakabola atzmoy nesinehi. The taking mitzad Hashem is actually giving. How do we understand that? Is this clear? I'm just trying to see if there how many confused faces. There's a masked face. I don't know what that's doing. And everybody else here is hiding. Okay. Set aside. I don't know if you understand.
Your cake example is the best example for me.
Which one? The cake.
You go to your mother, or whatever it is, the chillin, the gefilte fish, whatever she makes, and you're stuck.
You're talking about that I've used before. Okay, so for those who haven't been here before, let me just bring them up to speed. You know what? I'm going to use the other one. I like the other one because they even did a Purim spiel on that one by me. I think they did a Binyamin Lieb did a Purim spiel on that one because it was getting so irritating in the yeshiva where I kept using that as a marshal. Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was a master craftsman of Soine Metonis Yichye. He who hates gifts will live. You couldn't give Reb Moshe anything. Reb Moshe couldn't take anything. He just didn't have it in him to take anything from anybody. The family knew. It just wasn't. Reb Moshe was, he'd mastered the art of not receiving anything from anybody. You couldn't give him anything. One day an old lady came. There was an old woman from the old days home around the corner there that used to pop in sometimes, whatever. I don't know if she was the one that used to phone Reb Moshe every Erev Shabbos to ask what time candle lighting was. After Reb Moshe was nifter, this is a secret story, but after Reb Moshe was nifter, so Erev Shabbos, there was a call, and this one of the family members answered the phone, and the lady phoned to ask what time candle lighting was. So the son told her what candle lighting was, then he said, lady, you don't have to phone, you don't have to phone here every Erev Shabbos to find out what candle lighting. There's a calendar, you know, and then every, it's written there every week what time candle lighting is. She said, I've been phoning Reb Moshe for 50 years in Erev Shabbos to ask him what time candle lighting was. Reb Moshe never told me about calendars, schmelendars. What are you hacking me here, the calendar schmelendars? I phoned to ask what time candle lighting is. Reb Moshe understood that was her connection to a person. She used to phone Reb Moshe for 50 years. The Golol Hador on Erev Shabbos had time to tell the woman what time candle lighting was. He never once told her about a calendar. You know? Okay, so anyway, so Reb Moshe, this old woman, I don't know if it's the same woman that phoned him or whatever, but one of this woman came in and she knitted Reb Moshe a sweater. A jersey, a jumper, whatever country you're from, yeah? And she gave it to Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe took it with such joy. Thank you so much. Wow, winter's coming. I really need it. And oh, it's such a gewaldig. And off she went. The family was aghast. I mean, the family was poshut, blown away. They couldn't believe it. Reb Moshe. It was the first time they ever saw Reb Moshe taking anything from anybody. So one of them said to him, Maze, what about Soine Metonis Yichye? He said, I didn't take anything from anybody. I gave her the opportunity to go back to the old aged home and say, I made a sweater for a Moshe. Do you know how much I gave her? If I would have not taken the sweater, Kamat Sabag was Nefesh, I would have given her. But I took the sweater from her and I made her realize I need it. I didn't need a sweater. Boch Hashem, Moshe's Rebbetzin took care of him. He wasn't walking around without a sweater. He didn't take anything, he gave. The video shows the Moshe taking a sweater. That's what the video shows, but the camera lies. He never took anything. He gave this lady an unbelievable feeling of gewaldige Gadus. She's going to go back to all that. She's going to brag. every day when somebody comes to visit her, she's going to tell me, "No, I made Ramosha's sweater. You see that sweater? I made that sweater. Ramosha took it. The God of the Doors wearing my sweater. You know what he gave her?" So that's Hashem. Hashem, if you look at the video, it looks like he's taking. He made a marechet in which he's taking. And he is taking. We'll see. It's not a game. Aval, he's taking is a giving, because he's only taking in order to give us. And we'll have to see why that is. Why do you just give? Why do you have to take in order to give? Just give. We'll see why that has to be. Okay, this is clear. That's the first step on this journey of understanding Hashem, why I created the world. There's much more. So if this isn't clear, then the rest is going to be terribly murky, okay? Adam itchol yetziros nivra kemakabel, ulai kemakabel agadol b'yosef b'kol abriya. Humans, Adam, is created as the biggest giver in the world from the minute he's born. He's the biggest taker in the world. There's no creature in the world that's a bigger taker than Adam. L'maisa ein l'cha yetzur chosa oini v'chalash kemo Adam b'yom holodoy. There's nothing weaker and lacking more than a human on his birthday, the day that he's born. From the minute he steps into this world, he is taking and taking and taking and running and roidef after taking completely. It's a natural drive that is instilled in him, like the animals. Yeah. Their natural drive is to keep taking. Yeah. Elephants are not looking around to see who they can give to. They're eating, drinking. They're not looking, well, maybe there's an elephant on the other side there that, you know, there's a drought and he's hungry. Maybe I should take a treat to him or whatever. No, they're taking. They have a natural drive to live and to take whatever they need in order to live. A goy in the Ramban's elevation of the four diamond tzomeh chay medabe. So he's number four, he's the Medaber. Yisrael is the fifth level. Yisrael Oyved Hashem, that's a higher level than Medaber. Ike Yisuk of Kol Chayov, who lekachat od v'od min oilam. His whole job is to take from the world. Luma Sam Yudi Shu Tzelem Elokim, Asher Nufche Bo Neshom Shichelek Elokai Mimal. A Yid, who's above that Marechet, supposed to be above that Marechet. He's Betzelem Elokim. He has a Neshomah of Hashem. He's a chelok elokai mimal. Hashem blew a part of himself into us. Yesh lo tchunei lokis liyos noisen. We not like that. We have something inside of us that wants to give, and that does give, and that's roidef to give. And when you're not giving, you don't feel good. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we won't have Shia. We'll learn Shabbos Malchasa for those that are interested. And Mitzvah Hashem, Yom Rishon, we'll see the Ramban on this Briyas Ha'adam on Tzelem Elokim. There's a lot of loose pieces here. It's a difficult sugya. We're understanding why Hashem created the world. We're not expecting that to be simple. But we'll put it all together. You'll see it's very, very straightforward. There's a straight line that runs through the sugya. You have to just have patience. And we'll see. There's the Nabed Chosufa that has to come in here, Bread of Shame. We have to put quite a few different sugyas in here. You'll see by the time we finished, we'll have a very clear picture of why Hashem created the world and how I fit into that and how am I supposed to live my life in order to get the best out of that marechet. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll deal with this this concept that we just raised, that a Jew is not part of the marechet of Doimen Tzomea Chayim Edabe. Inanimate objects, the plant and vegetable life, the animal life, and the medaber, the human, the Jew hasn't got his place there. He doesn't fit into any of those four places. We'll see. He has a choice. You have a bechira whether you want to be a medaber or you want to be a Yisrael Oyved Hashem. When we get there, we'll deal with that. But for now, a Yid is a Yisrael Oyved Hashem. He's part of the fifth Bria, and the Rabban brings it rise from Psukim. That's the Shitz Rabban. The other Yisraelim that hold that a goy is also Betzelem Elokim, we'll see. It's not that going to change our lives that much. But The Ramban, you'll see, clearly says that that a Yisrael is not part of the Marechet of Doimen Tzomeach Chayim Medaber. He's above that system. He's Betzelem Elokim, and nothing else is Betzelem Elokim. So there we have to first see what Tzelem Elokim is. We haven't got a definition of Tzelem Elokim yet. So we'll have to see, and Hashem will get to that. But Seder Gomor, any questions?
Tomorrow is 9:30 or 9:45. I always get confused.
Erev Shabbos is 9:45. Sorry about that. I prefer doing it consistently, but the Olam preferred 9:45. We can make it 9:30. Any law? Any? I'm fine.
I'm not here to make trouble.
Davin 7:30, so I can start anytime from 9. I'm saying, you know, even from 8:45. I don't mind. But the Olam preferred 8:45 on Erev Shabbos. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe when the clock goes back, the clock's going back. Motzei Shabbos could be next week. Shabbos is coming in like 4:30. Might be a bit of lachat. People want to go back early. We'll see. Anyway, tomorrow will be 9:45, and then we'll reevaluate after the clock goes back.
Okay, thank you.
Beseda. Brocha v'atzlocha.